You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome to another episode of the Conversations Brewing Podcast with your hosts, Divya and Ravisha, two coffee-loving best friends who dive into weekly conversations on wellness, culture, and growing into your authentic self.
As two healthcare professionals, children of immigrants, and humans always striving to learn more, they bring their unique complexities of their wellness journeys into this podcast space by sharing their stories and featuring other like-minded experts in the field.
Always with a cup of coffee in hand, humor, and never-ending authenticity, dive in with the two of them as they brew the kind of conversations that we don't have enough of, but that matter the most.
And then once you come home, how do you feel after that? I think that's like so telling. Yeah. Like,
oh my gosh, so telling.
Do you feel rejuvenated? Like, you feel like the conversations were great. You felt like supported. You felt like you could support your friend. Do you feel like that? Or do you feel like that was the longest like couple hours of my life? I couldn't wait to get out of that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, I think that.
Really dreading it. Did I hate it?
Yeah, I think that's really telling.
Honestly, I would say that it hasn't been until adulthood that I really started to appreciate my female friendships.
I totally agree. I don't think until like the last couple of years, really, I've appreciated all like my female friendships and like what they mean to me and how much of a support system I have with all my female friends.
Yeah, because it's also that they don't, I've recognized that it doesn't feel like I get the same support from everyone. And I have learned to understand and really appreciate the skills that each of my friends have and their own strengths. And I think that before I used to look at friendships that it was almost like blanket that all our friends are the same way. My female friends are all the same, but now there's so many differences. That what I can get from one friend and what I'm able to give to a certain friend is so different depending on the person and depending on who they are. And so I'm really excited today to talk a little bit more in depth about how we can appreciate our friendships and also just the uniqueness of female friendships and how maybe we can start to appreciate those more too and not take those for granted as much. Because I definitely feel that we do at times, especially I have. So yeah, I think this is a good topic to think about. Honestly, I don't think we've ever talked about this, even with each other.
I think we've like maybe hit on it a little bit here and there, but not like dived into it. So I'm excited to talk about it too, because I think what you said recently too, like I realized that like all my friends or like my female friends that I go to like are just so supportive of me, and I've always been like my personal like cheerleader and like the support that I get from my friends and like the support I also give as a friend. I feel like, you know, it makes so much of a difference, and it like helps us grow as individuals because of the people in your circle that are supporting you and like cheering you on and want you to succeed. And it's like great that to have that kind of support system.
Absolutely. And I just also think it's really sad because I know so many people don't have that. And maybe they can hear this episode and be like, wow, how can I start to cultivate friendships that have that? Because I also think the flip side of female friendships that can be really complicated is it can be competitive. There can be jealousy. Like there can be toxicity within friendships, like with two females as well. And it can create a dynamic that's just overall unhealthy. But I think that for us, we've taken some steps to be able to step away from dynamics that we felt were like that. But I also want to normalize that it's really common. So if you notice yourself thinking and hearing some of this and being like, oh, this doesn't relate to me, instead of comparing yourself and thinking that, oh, I'm not good enough, this doesn't relate to me, think about, okay, these are the kind of friendships that I want to cultivate. How can I start to find friendships that meet these needs for me? And it's not as much about, you know, comparing yourself, but it's like finding what works for you.
100%. I think you like hit the nail on the head with that one. By this can be relatable for anyone listening, because like sometimes you don't know where to start, like building your community. It's so hard, especially with what stage you are in your life, that you can maybe feel a little bit lonely because you feel like you don't have that communities that you see other people having. And sometimes I think the feeling of being like lost and, you know, lonely can bring up like a lot of shame and stuff as well. And you feel like you can't like talk about that, or like don't have people to talk about that. Yeah. But I think that there's so many people that can relate to that and can find a way to build that community for themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And then we feel something's wrong with us. So I really want to just like hone in that, yeah, it's not that everybody has that, but how can we find ways to be able to cultivate what is meaningful for us?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we can start with thinking about, well, so I don't even know how to start with saying this. So on our podcast, we talk a lot about relationships. We talk a lot about friendships. I think any listeners who they can say that that's like a theme for us, because I mean, relationships and friendships are like the core of what make us who we are, and also of our, how we're doing and our well-being. But when we were, so I want to say that's why we have those conversations, but Ravish and I also personally have a lot of those conversations on our own. Like for example, we recently were spending time together and we were in the car and we had talked really in depth about analyzing friendships and relationships and in our lives, the ones that we've had in the past. And I think that's a practice that we do that is really unique that a lot of people don't do. But why do you think that's so important to do that and to take a step back, analyze the relationships in your life, how it benefits you, how it doesn't? So one, why do you think that's so important? And two, why do you think then people don't do it enough?
Okay, so I think it's really important to take a step back and analyze your relationships, because you can figure out how certain relationships, or like, you know, like your friendships are serving you and how you're serving them. Mm-hmm. And maybe if you're feeling a little lost or not sure about certain things that are going on in your life, sometimes when you take a step back and be like, I feel like I need to talk to someone about it and I want to talk to a friend, usually you have a go-to person for that, or like, or someone mm-hmm. that you know that if you go reach out to them and they will like talk to you about it, you mm-hmm. know that you will get some kind of result from it. And sometimes though, when we don't take a step back and analyze that, I think we can feel kind of burnt out, if that makes mm-hmm. sense. Like with your friendships, you can maybe sometimes feel you're not getting what you want from that friendship, but not realizing why, or like not taking that moment to be like, oh yeah, something's a little off there. So that's why I think it's important to do that.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
taking that step back. And then wait, can you repeat what
the why are people then? So it's important that we know that, but why do you think people don't do it enough?
I don't think people think that they need to.
Yeah.
Don't you? Sometimes I feel like it's not the most riveting thing that someone can do for themselves. Like they don't like think about that.
Yeah. Yeah, and also that it feels uncomfortable, because I think people are nervous to think like undercover when they, for the practice of their needs, because they, we haven't been normalized to think, how can we take a step back and see if things are even making us happy or are meeting our needs? But also it's really scary to do that, because at least when I've done that, I've been like so many times, wow, like these people haven't shown up for me, or this hasn't been really making me happy, and realizing these things, like I wouldn't have realized if I didn't take the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be really scary.
How would you recommend, or not recommend, I don't know what the word is. How would you want, like say someone hasn't taken a step back and like analyze like some of their friendships, where would you tell them to start?
Mm-hmm. I would say to start just thinking how people make you feel, like after you hang out with them, when you're texting them back, when their name pops up on your phone, like what feeling comes up for you? And even if it's hard to identify this feeling particularly, is it a positive? Is it something that feels good? Is it something that feels negative or like unpleasant? Just like starting there, how does it have you feel? Because the way we feel and our reactions we have to people, that tells us so much about if our needs are being met or not.
Yeah, one of the things that comes to mind too is when you spend maybe some time with them, and then once you come home, How do you feel after that? I think that's like so telling. Like,
oh my gosh, so telling.
Do you feel rejuvenated? Like, you feel like the conversations were great. You felt like supported. You felt like you could support your friend. Do you feel like that? Or do you feel like that was the longest like couple hours of my life? I couldn't wait to get out of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I think
that. Was dreading it. Did I hate it?
Yeah, I think that's really telling. And then you can figure out why then that's happening. Like, what do you think you, if that, is that something that can be changed? Is that something you feel like you can like have a conversation about? Yeah. Or is it something you need to maybe start drawing a boundary with?
Exactly. Exactly. Like, how we feel and how people make us feel is, again, just the biggest, clue for where our needs are. Because so many times we just say yes to plans. We just do things because we feel we quote unquote should, when it's like, we don't have to do anything.
Yeah. No one is telling us to do anything. It's just like, we feel the obligation, which I feel like that's one of the tough things about being a woman sometimes, is you just feel obligated to say yes to everything.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we feel like bad about ourselves if we don't. Like, I should have said yes. I should have done this. And then we feel not great about ourselves.
Yeah. Or like, and we're like ignoring our needs because we want to put other people first. But your needs are so important.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so I guess one thing Ruby and I analyzed this weekend, which was so fun, was we had spent time. So basically, a little background on how our weekend went. I had stayed with Ravisha and her sister at their apartment. And Raj, my husband, had stayed with his friend in the city. And literally nothing was wrong, you guys, with our marriage. So we separately. So many people were like, are you guys, why are you staying separately? Is everything fine or whatever? And honestly, it was just that Raj and I don't come to Chicago that much. We both wanted to spend time with our best friends because that was a big reason we like coming to Chicago. Like, he wanted to see his best friend. I wanted to see my best friend. So we were like, we'll just spend, you know, they have space in their apartments. We'll just stay with each of them. And we all hung out together too during the time, but it was just like, you get more quality time that way. But anyway, so we got to spend more time with like Raj and like his, I guess like his male friendships. And like, we had all our female friendships. We were just thinking about like the differences with them and how.
Sorry, guys. I literally just like had to readjust the way I was sitting and everything just fell on me. Okay, I'm good. I'm good.
Oh my God. But yeah. So,
so sorry to interrupt.
Analyzing the differences with the guy. And again, we're seeing it from our female perspective. So like, this might not be everyone's reaction, but for us, I don't know, one thing that I notice in relationships with, and I don't know if it's because women, we have the tendency, generally speaking, not everyone, to overthink things. Guys kind of like say and do like whatever's on their mind a little easier than I feel females do. Like, we think really deeply, what are they going to think about it? Will they be okay? When guys can just be telling each other stuff, right?
And even like, they don't think twice about it.
No, they just are like, yo, this happened.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And it was really interesting. And that's what Digby and I discussed. Like, oh, it's so interesting to hear about like, dynamics with like guys and their friendships versus girls, and like how much we worry so much about like what we say or do.
Every tiny detail. They just don't think about it.
Yeah. And I think it's for a good reason, though. It's like, I think it depends like how extreme it is, but like, I think it's because we're always just like mindful about like one another's needs, but then also need to figure out like what we need as well. So I think like sometimes it's like a mix of like your needs and your friend's needs, and that helps. But if you're constantly thinking about your friend's needs and not yours, then like that can be a little bit of a problem.
Exactly. Like, the balance is what we need to have a bit more in relationships. And I don't feel like as women, we have that balance a lot of the time. We end up feeling so like we don't have those quality friend. It's harder to have those quality friendships. And I want to read this quote that I sent to Risha before we got onto this. And it was really just kind of has me thinking about what we need emotionally in our relationships. So this is what it was. And it was from Lisa Messenger on Instagram. She's at Lisa Messenger. And it says that women need other women in their lives who think they are a big deal. No competition, no backhanded comments, no jealousy, no hate, just I love you, I support you, and there is no one on earth like you kind of energy. And that just so stood out to me, because that is something that we don't have as much. And we're so, I think it's also ingrained in us that there's not enough seats for all of us at the table, right? Or like, we all have to work, which we do. We have to work harder in some ways societally, just because of, you know, the whatever we, that's a different podcast episode. We do have to work hard for what we have, but I think that we have to remember that we can work hard, and then other women can work hard, and we can support each other. It doesn't have to be that like one of us can be on top.
Yeah. And like that quote is so great, because it's like, all you have to do is like show up and let your people know that you're there for them, and then you're there cheering them on. Like, everyone is like, you know, hustling, you know, and trying to do the best that they can, and to have like a support from a friend and being like, I'm in your corner, like I'm always cheering you on, like how can I support you? Like, that means so much.
So much. Even the like, I'm thinking about you text, like just those, like miss you, I'm thinking about you, like.
Yeah, if you know like your friend is going through a busy time or like things are going on, like to just like shoot them a text being like, here for you, like, anything you need, like just let me know. Like that, I think that those kinds of texts mean so much more than you not saying anything and then expecting to have like to see them in person or whatever and then tell them. I think sometimes you should just say how you're feeling and like how you want, or like how you can just show that you're there for them, even
exactly
though, like, it's not, because like we're not in that stage anymore where you need to be texting back and forth all the time, or like be in the know of like what's going on all the time. Like there's times where like I haven't spoken to Divya about maybe some professional things that she's doing, but I know what's kind of in the background. So I'll do a quick check and, oh, this is so great that you're doing that. Or like just letting her know that I'm acknowledging that she's doing like these great things and I want her to know. And it's okay that we haven't like fully talked about it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think just having the realistic expectations of that is that, you know, life is busy and we're not always going to be able to talk about everything, but just because you don't have an in-depth conversation, you can still acknowledge it. Like I feel I used to be this way very heavily in my friendships, that it's like, unless they told me about it and talked to me about it, I can't bring it up. And I just don't think, with how busy life is and in adult friendships, that those rules work. It's just like not realistic. Your friends can't talk to you about every single freaking thing going on in their lives. They're busy, they have their things they're managing. And you know, when you know about it, then that's okay, you can bring it up. Like, people don't have to have a personalized conversation to tell you everything that's happening in like every small area of their life. I'm not saying in general, like, don't talk to your friends about anything, but I used to really overthink that, oh, unless they brought this up to me, they like, I shouldn't bring it up type of thing. And I don't think that has to apply, especially the older we get and the busier we get. So I really appreciate that you brought that up, because I think that's like a rule many people play by that just isn't realistic.
Yeah. And why do you think that is so common?
I just think that as women, we, and so many of what we've been just like conformed with society to do, and also like these roles, these implicit and explicit roles that have been placed on us, are around like caretaking and analyzing each other's needs and kind of putting ourselves second, and just like really this thing of the overanalyzing that, oh, what quote unquote should I do? What quote unquote should I say? That we end up getting in our own heads, like in a way that from a young age, many of us, depending on like the way that we were raised, but I think that's kind of like a general rule in terms of what the female role in society is. But the intensity we feel that is a lot stronger depending on, I don't know, how like women roles in our families. But I think the overall underlying is around caretaking and really overanalyzing and people pleasing and showing and kind of putting our needs aside. And so we do that in our friendships too, and overanalyze things, and it doesn't end up really serving us.
Yeah. And like to go off that point too, like, which was like really well said, I think sometimes we just assume a lot too.
Yeah.
Communicating.
Oh my God. We make so many assumptions.
Yeah. We're always assuming that the other person is good, or like they don't need me, or I don't need to be checking in because they haven't said anything to me. And I find that funny because like I feel like women are just so tough on women sometimes, you know. And if you're feeling a certain way and you would feel like, oh, I would want them to check on me, then you should go and check on them as well. Like, it's shouldn't just be like, oh, I'm just assuming that that's not what they want.
Yeah, it's
How do you
literally a
know?
two-way street.
Yeah, you don't know, and sometimes that can cause more hurt.
Yeah, I think we just like shoot ourselves in the foot so many times in our friendships when we are trying to assume what they need. And we have to remember, like, our role as women, it does not have to always be assuming what everyone needs, caretaking for those around us, and that it can be that we just bluntly ask what people need. Like, it doesn't make us less of a person. It doesn't make us less of a friend. It doesn't mean that we're less intuitive. It just means that we're just being clear and upfront. And that has been something I've had to unlearn in a lot of my female friendships of like needing to like mind read for my friends. And it's funny because I feel that, again, it comes so much down to what we're socialized to do, but it's a different dynamic than what I've observed men to do in their relationships. Like, they don't have this like mind reading game as much as the females do. Like, they
They're not
just
like, oh my
flat
God,
out
what is
ask.
They're not saying, they're gonna be like, oh, I don't know how my friend's gonna respond back, or like, I'm scared to like what about the
Yes, they don't
response.
give a crap at all. They just don't
Because
care.
they're like, either way, it'll be fine. Like, no one will be hurt.
No. And if they do, they're just like, yo, bro, sorry about it. And they're like, totally fine, bro. And then they're like talking about sports the next second. And I'm like, just not saying everyone. That's like a snapshot of Raj's text messages.
He's our little example today in our
Oh my God, he's our example
episode.
for everything. He's probably gonna listen to this episode and be like, what? Like, but I mean, it's accurate. I'm not sharing inaccurate info, but just giving him a little bit.
This is a fun fact that I read, which is like interesting, that female friendships last an average of 16 years, which is 6 years longer than the average romantic relationship.
You know, I'm not surprised by that. And I also want to think that's why 100% that goes back to our episode on friendship breakups, why they can be so hard. And we just are like, why is it so hard for me? Why does it matter? Well, no crap that it matters. Like, of course it matters, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like sometimes, like when I read that quote, the feeling that came up for me is that, wow, I really maybe take advantage of the friendships I have sometimes, and like don't realize how important they are to me and how
Yeah.
much they've served me, and how like, effort I've put in and effort I've gotten back, and that's so important, and to just
Yeah.
recognize that and be like just appreciative, and like I've just felt gratitude really when like I read that, because I was like, oh yeah, like sometimes you don't realize that these relationships with, you have like such strong women in your community, like mean so much.
I know. And that they're all like so smart and amazing. That's another thing. I'm just like, when I look back at a lot of my friends, I'm like, whoa, they're like such badasses and they're so cool. But we again don't take the time to slow down and just appreciate it.
Or even like to send the text in and be like, I'm so proud of you, like keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. And that just like means the world when we can do that. And I guess like we can go into what we can do more in our friendships to strengthen those female friendships and really bring out what are these amazing components that make a friendship. And the first one I'm thinking about, which is just kind of going off what you just said, is like being open and saying that, wow, you really inspired me with this, or you know, I appreciated when you did XYZ. Why don't we talk about that more?
I think it's sometimes so hard to give each other a compliment or just acknowledge something that they're doing that's just like so great. I realize that too. I used to like withhold that stuff, but recently I've been trying to just like be like, that's amazing. You're doing so great. Like, you should just keep
Yeah.
going. Like,
Like, you're doing amazing, sweetie. Keep
yeah,
going.
I think words of affirmation like that mean a lot, and sometimes we don't think that we need to be telling our friends that, because we're like, oh, they probably already know that, like we're friends, they already know, but actually no, they don't, so that's
No.
why you need to express that
Say
more.
something. Exactly. Yeah, to fully say that, because it means the world. Like, when people say things, it and acknowledge, I always get blown away every single time. Like, well, they noticed that, or they knew, they recognize, because we just don't think people do, but they really do.
Noticing those little things mean a lot.
Yeah, they seriously do. So starting to do that, I would also say, like, being intentional on what like your friends need. What do they need? What do you need? And honing into that, right? It's okay. Like, just like similar to our relationships, we have to check in on people's needs and what one person needs and values it might be different than another. And so how can you guys all like show up for each other in that?
Another thing I thought of was, if sometimes if you're in the same friend group and you're only seeing them in a group setting, maybe carve out some time for one-on-one time if you feel like that's what your friend needs or that that's what you need from your friend. Because, like, sometimes in group settings, it's hard to, like, have some meaningful moments because there are, like, multiple conversations going on. If you're in a social setting, like, you're not able to talk about, like, what you want to. So maybe carving out, like, one-on-one time is a way for you to get that meaningful connection that you want, or like, and for a way for you to state your needs to them.
I love that.
And for you, I think that's important to do.
Yeah, that's something that I definitely try to do more, because I think I've talked about this in the podcast before, but I'm definitely like, it's hard for me in bigger groups to feel really one-on-one connected. So I do have those relationships where maybe it's quote unquote like a group of people, but then I find it really important for me to stay connected to the people in that group to have some of that one-on-one time. So whether it's like, and it's also, again, it feels so great because you can hone on what is important to you and that person. Like you will have things in common. Like maybe one of them, they're really like a foodie and you guys try a new restaurant. Maybe one of them likes to shop and you guys can go shopping together. You know, another likes coffee. Like I'm literally, as I'm saying this, I'm thinking of different people and the different activities I do with people, but where it's like, maybe you won't do that as a whole group because not everyone in the group's into that, but really hone into the things that you can have one-on-one connections with people.
Exactly. I think that that makes a difference. And then like that helps your friendship like be a little stronger in that way as well.
Yeah. Yeah, because then you're also like thinking about the things that you each find to be helpful and meaningful and being able to hone into that in a way that otherwise you won't be able to.
Yeah. And if you're like sitting here listening to this right now and like you have a friend in mind or multiple friends in mind that you feel like you could text or just reach out to, like, this is your sign to do so. Yeah, like it means so much to your friend. And I think it would make you feel a bit better about your relationship and what kind of friend that you're being.
Yeah, we don't like think enough about how other people are going to feel by it and being like, wow, that person actually would probably really appreciate if I did this.
Yeah, exactly. It means a lot.
Yeah. Well, I think like honing into that and then also remembering that, you know, again, there's room for everyone at the table. Like there doesn't have to be, doesn't have to be a competition. And even what you have with one friend can be really meaningful and you can have another thing with another friend. Like no two friendships are the same. We don't need to compare one friendship to the other thinking that, oh, that friend and that friend, they do this together, so I should do that. It's not how it works. Like it's what works for you.
Yeah. And you're connected to these multiple friends for a reason. And that connection is not like the same reason why with each
exactly.
friend.
Yeah. Yeah, it's such an important thing to remember because I think a lot of the time we then compare and feel like, oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. And that only gets in our head and keeps actually more disconnected. So tuning into what we need and what our friends need is really, really key.
Yeah.
Gosh, and as we're talking about this, I appreciate you as my friend. Just want to throw that out there.
I appreciate you too. It's actually really nice. So we basically, when Davia was here, we did like a group hangout. And then everyone had their own dinner plans.
Yes, it was so funny.
Divya and I basically went on our day, and that's when we had our one-on-one time. And then after everyone's dinner plans, we reconvened again as a group. And I literally was just thinking about that yesterday. I was like, that was like so fun for like I feel like everyone.
Because all of us got our needs met in different ways. We were able to meet as a group, get that. And then we also were able to like do one-on-one. But I also really appreciate that we were all able to do what we needed without feeling like guilty before. I think like even maybe a decade ago when friendships were not as maybe, I don't know, emotionally mature, be like, oh, what if they think this or they think that we did this thing. And it's really just like, nope, this is what I need. I'm going to do my dinner. We have it with a different group, or I'm doing my thing like one-on-one with my friend or my partner. Then we'll meet up after. And there was like no hard feelings about it too, because again, we all were just doing what's best for us emotionally. And that really gave me this other sense of wow, that's so cool that we're able to recognize our needs and our each other's needs and our friendships too, and just like honor that and support it.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I was like, this is so cool. Like no one cares that everyone has like different things going on, because we're all like happy that we're at least like all meeting up after.
Exactly. So that was a great thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I hope that this episode for you can either one have you text and appreciate the friends in your life and those female friends you have. And then also, you know, if you are listening and you don't resonate with it a lot, thinking, how can I start to hone into those relationships, or who are people I can reach out to, or how can I have that? Because you are deserving of those kind of relationships that feel feel refreshing and they feel supportive and they feel rejuvenating. And so thinking about ways that you can be able to have that in your life too.
Yeah. And don't ever hesitate to reach out to someone where you've been thinking about reaching out, but just like, you know, haven't made the move. Like yeah. making, there's nothing wrong with making the first move. And more times than not, like it's a usually positive result by reaching out.
Exactly. Yeah. And those are always, it always feels so nice when someone reaches out and you haven't heard from them in a while. Yeah. And it's just like, wow, thank you so much for writing out. It kind of brings like
a tingly, warm sensation in your heart. Oh, it feels
so nice. Yeah. So go, that's your sign. Go do it.
Yeah. All right, guys. All right. Thanks for listening.
All right. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of Conversations Brewing. We hope you take some moments to reflect on our episode with some coffee in hand. New episodes of Conversations Brewing come out on Tuesdays.
We'd love to hear from you about what resonated with you and what you want to hear more about. So let us know on Instagram at our account at Conversations Brewing. If this episode was helpful, please leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast and continue to tune in weekly.
We so appreciate your support and we'll brew some conversations with you next week.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.